A fire in an apartment building has drawn attention to a constant problem in New York City, overcrowded and illegal housing. The fire started in a Bronx apartment where walls had been added, subdividing the building, and those walls blocked exits. Firefighters had difficulty getting out. From member station WNYC, Cindy Rodriguez reports.
Early on a January morning, dozens of residents were evacuated from a four-story building that had three apartments on each floor.
Everybody had to run. Even though the fire was not on our side, but the smoke was real bad. Everybody had to get out.
Ms. Ramos sits inside a nonprofit agency where victims of the fire received clothing and help with finding shelter. She prefers not to give her full name because she fears her housing may have been illegal. Two firefighters jumped to their death during the blaze after the apartment they were searching became engulfed in flames.
They got them banging on all those doors to get us out. They did a good job.
The blaze was started by an overheated extension cord that ignited a mattress inside the apartment, which had been cut up to accommodate more people. The fire department says overcrowded housing can also overload heating and electrical systems. Patrick McNally, chief of fire prevention, says firefighters are used to finding people in unexpected places.
Now, we send people right away into basements and attics. Well, we know that we have to make an aggressive attempt to get into an attic that maybe 20 years ago would have been just an attic with equipment or storage material in there.
The city says the Bronx building had multiple violations, but there were no complaints about illegal housing. Even if someone had complained about the divided rooms, the city may not have been able to inspect them. Jennifer Givner from the Department of Buildings says inspectors must obtain permission to enter a private residence from either a tenant or a landlord, and 50% of the time, they can't.
If it's a two-family home and they see three doorbells, they'll make a note of that. If it's a two-family home and it has three electric meters, they'll make a note of that.
The, quote, evidence is then compiled, and in the most serious cases, the city will try to obtain an access warrant from the courts. But warrants are rare. Since last year, 24 have been requested. Less than half were actually signed. That's out of more than 15,000 complaints citywide. In New York, there are no official numbers on how many illegal units exist, but the city's mayor recently acknowledged the number could be in the hundreds of thousands. Frank Bricconi is the executive director of a nonprofit group called the Citizens Housing and Planning Council. While it's not only immigrants who live in overcrowded and illegal housing, Bricconi believes advocates are reluctant to expose how widespread the problem is because they don't want to appear unsympathetic to that community.
The other reason that makes it politically difficult is that a lot of people benefit from the proliferation of the informal housing sector, creating units and making money on it.
Bricconi believes there's little incentive for tenants to turn their landlords in because they fear they will be out of a place to live. He says the long-term answer to the problem is to create more affordable housing, and Ms. Ramos from the Bronx agrees. She and her 35-year-old son have just begun searching for a new place to live, and with $600 to spend, their options don't look good. She says she's seen nothing but rooms with dividers that made her feel unsafe.
I said, oh my God, we're going back to the same track. I knew it. And all these people are taking advantage of us, of our payroll, and we gotta go for it.
The district attorney in the Bronx is investigating the fire there to try to determine whether criminal charges are appropriate. Meanwhile, city agencies say without help from tenants, it will be difficult to crack down on illegal housing and therefore possibly prevent future fatalities. For NPR News, I'm Cindy Rodriguez in New York.